The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلاة وسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Blessed Personalities. And inshallah azawajal, in today's program, we will go over the blessed life of the fourth Khalifa of Islam, none other than Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtadha, karramallahu ta'ala wajwahu al-kareem. Inshallah, we will learn various things about them, their blessed lineage, their names, their titles, and some fadail in regards to Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, before we speak about their blessed life, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, زَيُّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has said, زَيُّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ, that you beautify your gatherings by means of saying salawat, durood upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقَيَامَةِ. Verily, your sending of durood, salat upon me, will be noor, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to a brief story regarding Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That once the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he was present in the house of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, i.e. Kaaba, with both of his sons, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala an. He noticed that a person was making dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ordered to bring that person to him. One side of his body was affected by a certain illness. Therefore, he dragged his legs while walking and came to him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired what had happened to him. That person said, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhu, without any fear, I constantly committed sins, and my father, who was a righteous and pious Muslim, would repeatedly prevent me from committing sins. Once my anger boiled over upon his advice to me, and I beat him severely. Allahu Akbar. Having been hit, my father then sorrowfully went to the Kaaba and made dua against me. All of a sudden, I was under his curse, and one side of my body was affected by this illness, and I had to move crawling on the ground. The divine punishment taught me a warning, and I asked my father's pardon tearfully. Overcome by fatherly love, he had pity on me and forgave me. He then said to me, my son, come with me. I will pray for your health at the very same place where I had cursed you. So thus we were on our way to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Zadah Allah sharafan wa ta'zima, on a she camel. It got scared and ran in different directions, during which it stumbled, and my father fell down between two rocks and passed away. Allahu Akbar. Now I have come alone to the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I continue praying tearfully to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for my health. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, listened to this sad story and said, O person, if your father was really pleased with you, have patience. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, everything will be good for you. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Madhi views a Madani channel, offered a few rak'at of salah, praying for his healing, I then said, Qum, i.e. stand up. Upon listening to this, that person stood up normally without any difficulty and began to walk. Subhanallah. Kyun na mushkil kusha kahun tumko, tumne bigdi meri banai hai. The Madhivya Madhisha, Subhanallah, parable that we just heard contains many valuable Madani pearls as to how terrible punishment that person experienced. What was the reason why? Due to disobedience and disrespect of his parents. This is something myself included first and foremost, and the viewers of Madani channel, we need to contemplate upon. That do we disrespect our parents by not listening to them, or by hitting them, by speaking loud to them? If so, then we should be wary and we should be scared of the punishment of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, acting upon this, and we should start respecting our parents and loving our parents. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. My dear viewers of Madani channel, the virtues and excellences of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, are truly amazing and beyond description, subhanAllah. The blessed personality of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is very unique and it is unparalleled. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a descendant of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He is a lover for the hereafter, beloved of Allah, the door of the city of knowledge, an eloquent orator. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained a distinguished mystery in solving the issues in the light of Quran and Hadith. He is the light for those who obey, a guide for those who promote justice, and a brilliant quality is that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very cautious and a learned personality. My dear viewers of Madani channel, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they were born in Makkah al-Mukarrama. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam granted him the title of Asadullah, subhanallah, the Lion of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Besides the other admirable names, for example, Murtaza, i.e. chosen, Karrar, i.e. the one striking back repeatedly, Sher-e-Khuda and Mola Mushkil Kusha, i.e. famous affiliations titles. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the paternal cousin of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the kunya of the fourth caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. My dear viewers of the Madani channel, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a son of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's paternal uncle, Abu Talib. Now, after 30 years of Amul Fil, that year when the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam was approximately 30 years old, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born inside the Holy Kaaba on Friday, the 13th of Rajab. The name of his blessed mother is Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was only 10 years old when he came into the fold of Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was raised under the care of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained active in serving Islam, supporting the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, promoting the Islamic teachings throughout their blessed life. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu occupies a distinguished reputation because of being amongst the Muhajireen Awwaleen and the Ashra Mubashara, i.e. Muhajireen Awwaleen, i.e. those individuals who were amongst the first people to migrate alongside the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Ashra Mubashara, i.e. those 10 blessed companions that were guaranteed paradise by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And also, they possessed many other remarkable attributes. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu took part with exceptional bravery in the battles of Badr, Uhud, Khandaq, and a great many renowned and brave warriors of the other individuals were hurled into the fire of hell due to the massive strikes of his unique sword named Zulfiqar. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers, Madani channel, after the martyrdom of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Ansar and Muhajirin, they pledged bay'ah, submission and pledge of allegiance to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and elected him as the Amir al-Mu'mineen, commander and the leader of the believers, who held the office of Khilafat for 4 years, 8 months and 9 days. On the 17th or 19th of Ramadan Mubarak, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was seriously wounded by a wicked person's assassination, which proved very fatal. And on the 21st of Ramadan, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away as a martyr, as a shaheed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, Madinah Shalom, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was neither tall nor short, but he was of medium height. He had large eyes and his blessed face was outstandingly handsome and was illustrious as the full moon. The portion between his two shoulders was wide. His palms and bones of the shoulders were heavy. He had a slender neck and he had blessed hair from the rear of his head, not from the forehead. His blessed beard was flowing and each hair was naturally dark, subhanAllah. His blessed hands and blessed shoulders were hard and immensely strong, subhanAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we have a look at the blessed childhood of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we find it matchless and unparalleled as well. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained constantly in the blessed company of the Prophet Ali salatu wa salam. He was brought up under the fostering care of the beloved Ali salatu wa salam and acquired their blessing teachings. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam while still at a tender age. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu began calling people towards righteousness with great enthusiasm, while obstacles appeared on his path of carrying out this blessed act. This also became part of his learning and training. Now let's listen to one of the beautiful parts of the blessed childhood. Now, what was the first meal of Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah? Sayyidatuna Fatima bint Asad radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated, when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, the blessed and the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wa salam named him Ali. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his blessed saliva into his mouth, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then placed his blessed tongue in the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu sucking the blessed tongue, subhanallah. So this was the first meal of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And next day, the midwife was called, but Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not take the milk. Now when this news reached the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed tongue into the mouth of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then again he slept sucking the blessed tongue of the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus this continued till Allah tabarak wa ta'ala willed. Subhanallah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, have you seen or heard that the noblest and the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wa salam bestowing the blessings upon Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu by his blessed tongue? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed blessed verses at different places in the Holy Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. Translation from the Blessed Kanzul Iman: Allah is his helper, and Jibra'il and the righteous believers, also the angels, are appointed as his helpers. Now, commenting upon this blessed verse, Sayyid Mahmud Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that Sayyida Asma bint Umays radiallahu ta'ala anha has heard the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam saying the blessed words of the verse, righteous believers, refers to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abu Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that when this blessed verse was revealed, the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam took the hand of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his hand and said, this, i.e. Mawla Ali, is a righteous believer. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. صدر الافاضل علامہ مولانا سید محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ stated that when the wealthy people prolong their questioning and discussion in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul Ali Salatu Wasalam, and as a result, the poor hardly found any time to submit their requests in the blessed court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then a divine command of giving charity before submitting requests was revealed, and Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu compiled with the command by paying sadaqah and asked some rulings. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what can be said in regards to the excellences of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu? It is mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali bin Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth caliph that was the youngest from the four brothers, and amongst the siblings, Sayyidina Aqil, Sayyidina Ja'far, Sayyidina Hani, and Sayyida Jumana radiallahu ta'ala anhum embraced Islam. It is mentioned that the blessed marriage of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha was performed either in the month of Safar or in the month of Rajab or in the month of Ramadan Sharif in the second year of Hijrah, second year of migration. The blessed dowry of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha comprised of a chadar, a pillow stuffed with date tree bark, a bowl, two earthen jars, and two handmills. Allahu Akbar. The residence of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu for Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was away from the blessed house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Sayyidina Harisa bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his house to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, which was near the blessed house of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. Even then they didn't want to be separated from the beloved Ali salatu wasalam. And during the first 3 days, these blessed companions spent their days observing siyam, fasting, and performing acts of worship during the night. Subhanallah. It's mentioned that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha would carry out the household chores, for example, grinding meal, sweeping the floor, etc. Whereas Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu would perform outdoor activities like making the camel drink water, go and buy groceries, etc. So subhanAllah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they would help in the household matters. So this is something we can take on board, my viewers on Madani channel, that Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, a relative of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, them helping their blessed household, you know, doing some chores, some tasks, we could take that and implement that in our household as well. No matter what your age, what you do, help in the household task and act upon this way of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned that Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha also served and took care of the blessed mother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his mother, Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha will make you free from the responsibility of household chores. Subhanallah. His mentioned Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had only one bed, which was also made of ram's skin. It was used for taking rest during the night and also used for the purpose of serving fodder to the camel in the morning. They had no servant in the house. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. But if you use the Madani channel, one day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the blessed house of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha that where are my children, i.e. Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, when we woke up in the morning today, we had nothing to eat. The children's father took them out saying, if they remain in the house, they would weep in front of you and you have nothing to give them for eating. So he has gone to so and so individual. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went there and saw that both of the children were playing with clay flask. Some leftover dates were lying there in front of them. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ali, take the children to their homes before it gets sunny and hot. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We have not even a single piece of grain at home since morning. If you sit for a while, I will collect some leftover dates for Fatima. Having listened to this, the Prophet Ali Sallam sat there and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu collected some dates and wrapped them in a piece of cloth. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers in Madini channel, do you see the deep affection which Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for their family? SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. And what can be said in regards to Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once the blessed Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, they fell ill. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha made a vow to observe three fasts for their recovery. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala granted children recovery, and thereafter when it was time to fulfill their vow, they observed their fast. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought some kilograms of barley from a certain individual. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha prepared barley rotis all 3 days, but on the first day a miskeen, a destitute person came asking for food at iftar time. On the second day an orphan came, and on the third day a prisoner came. So all these three rotis were given to these people, and the family merrily drank water and observed fast for the 3 days. SubhanAllah. Two things we learn here, my dear brothers in Islam, that many individuals in current era, they make all these nazars, all these oaths that they take, that if this happens, I will keep this fast. If this happens, I will give this much money as a sadaqah. But when that happens, then the sadaqah doesn't happen, or that fast doesn't happen. These blessed personalities, they said, upon the recovery, they will observe three fasts, subhanAllah. And when recovery happened, they kept those three fasts. But look how they kept them, subhanAllah. They had barley. At iftar time, on the first day, a destitute person came. They gave it away. At iftar time. Second day, an orphan came. They gave it away. And the third day, a prisoner came. And they gave it away. This is what we can learn from the blessed life of Mawla Ali and their family, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that have humility and be all giving as well. Be giving and be like them, subhanAllah azza wa jal. And this was regarding Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once on Eid al-Adha, some guests came to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu presented khazira. Khazira is a kind of food prepared with flour and meat. Now having seen this, the humbly said, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless you. Please serve us with duck. Upon this, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, but the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, only two utensils are halal from the treasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is for Khalifa and his family for eating purpose, and the second is for placing before people. Allahu Akbar. Now look at this. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's sister, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, had a daughter named Sayyida Umama radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha made a will requesting Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu to perform nikah with Umama after her demise. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu acted upon the will and performed nikah with her. SubhanAllah. The hospitality of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanAllah, acting upon the desires of the household, subhanAllah, what can be said? Regarding the hospitality, my dear viewers of Madini channel, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned that performed nikah with Umul Baneen bint Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anha and stayed with her till 7 days. When some women came to meet the blessed wife of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha on the seventh day, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave dirham to the slave and said, buy grapes for the guests. SubhanAllah. This was the hospitality of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Madhya ibn Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned that was not allowed to perform the second nikah in the lifetime of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. But he radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed many nikahs, one after another, after the blessed demise of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 14 sons and 18 daughters. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Muhsin, Sayyida Zainab, and Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And it's mentioned that Sayyidina Muhsin passed away in his childhood. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was briefly talking about the legacy, the attributes and the virtues of Sayyidina Mawla Ali Mushfil Kushar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And before we end our program on this topic, let's listen to three sayings of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam regarding the virtues of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam has mentioned about Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Anta minni bi manzilati Haruna min Musa illa annahu la nabiyya ba'di. Allahu Akbar. You are in the same position with relation to me as Sayyidina Harun ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was in relation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But there is no prophet after me. Allahu Akbar. If you one thing I'd like to mention here, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam has clearly mentioned la nabiyya ba'di. Meaning there is no prophet after me. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is declaring here is khatamun nabiyyin. He's the final seal of the prophethood. Subhanallah. La nabiyya ba'di. Second hadith, aliyyum minni bi manzilati ra'si min badani. I, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to me is like my head to my body. Allahu Akbar. And third hadith, ana darul hikmati wa aliyyun babuha. I am the house of wisdom and Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is its door. Subhanallah. These were some of the excellences regarding Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And what can be said, subhanallah, there were just so many things can be said, but time does not permit us. Even the Prophet Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Ana Madinatul Ilmi wa Abu Bakrin Asasuha wa Umaru Hitanuha wa Uthmanu Sakfuha wa Aliyun Babuha. And I am the city of knowledge. Abu Bakr is its foundation. Umar, it is his wall. Uthman is its roof. And Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's his door. Subhanallah azza wa jal. This was regarding Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Madhi Bizu Madni Channel. And then today in this program, we learn some fadail, the virtues of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala enable us to love and revere this personality, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allow us to pass on whatever we have learned. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
The best personalities The best personalities The best personalities The best personalities